the concept for Left was born about 10 years ago after a moment of temporary insanity, I think primarily on my part, get on some bad dreams and psychotherapy, and then out comes Left.
Left is a living spaceship, growing and evolving spaceship about the size of Manhattan.
It was designed as the ultimate ship to destroy a renegade planet.
Left is only an adolescent bug.
It has a brain, and it's got the brain of about a dog.
Think of him like a horse. In other words, he's not a machine. And just like a horse, you sometimes want it to go left or right, and normally it does. But it doesn't always.
Did you set a new course?
No!
I believe the Left is acting on its own.
I am very hungry.
Being an organic creature, it has to sustain itself, and so periodically, from time to time, they actually have to find food for it.
What you have is four characters who are not people normally with power, who have the most powerful thing in the universe.
Kai, Stan, Zeb, 790, our heroes, get on board the Lex and steal it.
Deceleration.
And a little bit of cluster lizard, and a lot of love slave, our Zeb was born.
She's tough and, wants to try things. I mean, she has the biggest balls of the group.
790 is the robot who was putting Zeb through the machine. I'm his voice. In the first season, I was also his puppeteer.
Zeb, darling.
Yes?
Our oxygen will be gone, and you'll be dead in 11 hours and 7 minutes. But my power pack will keep me going for 309 years, so I will use that time to recite an epic poem about you. Shall I begin?
Robot head, really funny kicking.
Kai is the last of the Brunengi, a race who died out about 2,000 years before the series begins.
He's dead.
He's not alive enough.
I think he sort of picks on Stan and Zeb is kind of a mercy project. And I think once they find a nice home for themselves, then he'll just go and slip into a comfortable black hole somewhere and be reduced to something even more primal than he's already been reduced to.
You're in love with the dead guy.
He's not completely dead.
This is incredible. The last available woman in the entire universe, and she's passing me over for a corpse.
Stanley Tweedle, the anti-hero, thinks of himself as a survivor. He's ineffectual. He's incredibly horny all the time, and can never get that paid off, so he's got some problems down below.
Life at the bottom is tough.
I would sell it to you as the evil twin of Star Trek.
Less Sunday 9 Sci-Fi Tunnel.